This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Wednesday, March 14th. Well, cattle markets couldn't quite get it done. On Monday, we gapped lower, but we closed pretty much toward the high of the day. So we had a nice opportunity to gap higher yesterday, give us an island bottom. That simply did not happen. The markets did open a little bit higher, and we made an attempt to fill that gap, but we couldn't get it done on the live cattle, especially on the front months. So we ended up trading just an inside day lower on the live cattle. And similar with feeders, where you couldn't, you know, you open a little higher, tried to fill the gap on the front month March, and just barely could not get that done. Then the market started to sell off. We actually ended up with an outside day lower on the March and the April, with the May's not an outside day, but pushing into a new low for this move. So we missed a good opportunity for the market to regain that upward momentum, and that simply did not happen. So I think we are kind of gathering up some steam to the downside. I would be looking for, you know, testing the supports. The first level of support is going to show up on the May right around 200 even, which is about $1.50 below where we are. And similar with the April feeders, that shows up, the first support shows up at around 194.5, which is down just over a dollar from where we closed. I think that's well within reach. If the market plows through that, then you're coming back down to test those old double tops from the swing high of early January and then the swing high of early February. So on the Aprils, that takes you right around the 192.5 level. So, and on the Mays, that takes you around 196.10, somewhere in there. So that's obviously a deeper break. The market's gathering up some momentum to the downside. So we're going to have to catch here pretty quickly, or we see a deeper break. For live cattle, in the cash trade, it's been pretty quiet. Just a few head traded, basically steady with last week. In the box beef values, we were higher. Choice was up 105 at 286. Select up 94 cents at 275. The spread gained 11 cents. We're sitting at 1135. Movement was 91 loads. So total slaughter yesterday was 127,000 head, which is a little high. It's a little bit above the average, which is normally right around 125. So week to date for the last couple days, we're at 252,000 head, which is equal with last week, and it's up 5,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index was down 26 cents at 189.51. So that's the first time we've been down in several days for the feeder cattle index. So it probably is reflecting, you know, the board, which has pulled back here over the last, few days. In live cattle, it's been a couple weeks now since we put in that high. In feeders, it's just been a few sessions. So the index is probably reflecting some stalling out of that upward momentum in the live cattle trade and spilling over to the feeder cattle trade. The corn market has certainly been conducive to supporting feeders. You know, yesterday was basically the first day up that we've had in quite a while, and corn market has had a big slide over the last 3 weeks. So that's supportive of the feeders, but it's the live cattle market that's just been stuck. And we're killing a lot of time on the live cattle trade, just kind of inching our way lower. I do think we have one more push up left in this market, but again, you know, getting now into the second half of March, we're working our way toward the tail end of the seasonal window of when the markets tend to carve out their highs. My feeling had been, because of the long-term uptrend, because of the strength in consumer demand, at least domestically, that would carry us into late March, probably early April. We'll see if that all pans out, but I think from a technical perspective, the market does have some energy left to it. I think it's got pretty good potential to come back up and retest these highs. Probably take them out barely, but that's most likely going to be, I think, a win for the market, is to come back up there and retest those highs. That probably will establish more of a medium-term high in this market. We all know what the herd size situation is. We all know that You know, when you look at the inventory report, we're not reflecting any herd rebuilding yet. That has to happen, you know, first before it shows up in the report. So we are seeing evidence of heifer retention. There's good grazing conditions almost everywhere you look, potentially anyway, except the western, central, and southern plains. That continues dry, and of course that's key cattle country. So that's probably going to keep a lid on things, at least from a feeder cattle perspective, if you don't get those rains coming. So a lot obviously depends on weather, and it's just not happening at this point just yet. So short term, probably going to get a bit more to the downside, but I do think there's one more leg up coming in this market as we complete the seasonal pattern for live cattle, would be more near term. Probably the next couple weeks, we would see the market come back up and retest those highs. For feeders, I think it happens a little more slowly. We're still targeting early May as our window for highs in the feeder cattle market. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. Or you can also reach me at 513-815-1701. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.